what's the mile of a chodesh that's given to Esav? Was the Beis Hamikdash destroyed in Adam? Mashiach is born in Adam and to Esav. Okay. Let us proceed. Oisa emes bipnei shihu emes. We said that's the mafteach to living in an inner life. We saw the Chasam Sofer there on Avraham Avinu's Hesped. Let's just give them a mafteach here. Ze haya koichem v'inyono shel ha'avos ha'kadoshim lamed b'nishoynes b'li lachshov klal ma yeh li ma yoytze li mikol avodas Hashem. That was the koyach of the avos, was to withstand nishoynes without asking questions. What am I getting out of this? Who needs it? What am I going to do? Do avodas Hashem pnimis l'lo shikulim chitzoynim. It was Yosef Lamaika as well. Yosef had every reason during his entire journey to say, we need to. What am I doing? Crazy. I'm out of here.
Well, but it's up to me when you're out there. You can't climb out the jail.
We're talking about a jail. We're talking about a void of Hashem. We're talking about jail.
So what's he going to do?
You heard of Ashes Potiphera? He had a whole world of pleasures. You heard of Facebook? He had a whole world of pleasures out there.
Yeah.
He could have walked away from all the avodas Hashem, from his entire responsibility for the whole world, and said, I don't need this. Yosef and Tzadik knew that he was responsible for the entire universe. And he failed with the test of Ashes Potiphera, that would be the end of the world. He knew that. He just saved the world. What happens? He's in jail. Hashem, you know what?
Avodas Hashem means to do things without any shikulim to yourself.
I never said that. I don't know what Avodas Hashem is. Open up the Chayis Olavos and learn Shah Avodas Elokim.
What is Pnimius?
Are we busy learning it? I don't know. Hopefully we'll find it.
That's what it is.
There was the void of the Koicham v'inyonim shel ha'avos ha'kedoshim lamed b'nishenes bli lachshov klal ma'yeli. What am I getting from all this avodas Hashem? It's a headache we need. Who needs his nishoynus and the suffering? What do I need it for? No, none of that. Avodas Hashem. Pnimis lelo shikulim chitzoynim. That's emes mibnei shu emes. Without any external cheshboynus of what am I getting out of it? You need it and it's not fair and it's not those. Emes mibnei shu emes. That's called das. The da bei kulubah, the da bei lo have you. You have das, you understand.
All right.
I'll help you. We'll speak about that as well. As I'm just pointing out that Yosef was the classic. Classic. From day one.
From day one.
7-8 brothers hated
him. They sold him to
Mitzrayim. They ended up in prison. Another 2 years because he said two words. Top of all day. זה לא פשוט, נכון? נכון, נכון, נכון. MS מפני שהוא MS is because there is nothing else. Everything you're seeing outside that you think may be something else is just a distraction. There isn't anything else. There is only MS. That's Einod Milvado. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There is nothing other than Hashem. Good. Those are nice theories.
Okay.
No, I'm saying. No, we have to know that. No, it's the ideal. But we're wallowing down here in the dirt. We have to know what we do with it.
It was a much bigger test than he was the king. It was Yaakov Avinu's fear. When Yaakov Avinu heard that Yosef was Melech Mitzrayim, then he had Chedusha Sadas. Yosef's in a jail somewhere in Mitzrayim, whatever, besides, he could still be Yosef. But Yosef's Melech Mitzrayim, there's no way he's still Yosef. That's what Rav Shmuel said yesterday. That's Esav and Achiv. It's much easier to be a Jew in Auschwitz than it is in New York. Zuhi Teres Avois, of Kuf. But Tori Metsien is Ha Avoid, Kazua Isirak Etzla Avois. Zuhi Teres Avois, but Tori Metsien is Sha Avoid, Zua Isirak Etzla Avois. This is only Etzla Avois. Chevel av the avdin velo mishtachachin. What does that mean?
It's lost and it's forgotten. Chaval.
Chaval al the avdin velo mishtachachin.
Avdin is lost and it's forgotten.
Velo mishtachachin. It wasn't good for God.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yesh li lis oinen ala avos maspid Hashem is oivon v'oizne Moshe. Let's have a look. Okay, we'll try and understand this. Moshe asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lama harois la'amazu? Why bad to this nation? What do you think evil to this nation? When ishtichale l'shlichus shel Moshe lifnei paroi, v'uichpin aleim es ha'avoida. When Moshe Rabbeinu was thrown into his mission to go and appear before Paro and say, let my people go, what happened? Things got worse. What do you think you're at the station for? You told me to go into Mitzrayim and free the Jews. That gets worse. Because boy, come on. Chavala of the Avdin Velo Mishtachin, Elu Avos HaKadoshim Shalohira Achamidoisai, V'ata Mahare Achamidoisai. Chaval. They do not love your fathers. The Avos never asked questions about what I was doing. They accepted it. When I sent Abraham Avinu to go Shech Yitzhak, Abraham Avinu could have also asked you a question. What are you doing bad? I passed my test. Now you told me to kill my son. Yitzhak with the Beiris, Yaakov with Dina. Abraham had plenty of opportunities to complain. Abraham Avinu was so scared that he didn't say Hesped because Ula Yesh Po Mazahiru. It was a good question Abraham would have had. Anyone would have begrudged Abraham that question after surviving the Akedah? You kill my wife? And you promised me the land, and I have to kill myself to find a little 6-foot piece of land to bury you in? I probably had a little hero shala there. Would anyone have begrudged in that? Yes, because an avos can't do that. But that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe. Teres avos he avoided lelo shum tikva letumura. Teres avos is avoided without any hope of getting anything. Rak lemale is rotzon Hashem. You do the rotzon Hashem, you know why? Because that's the rotzon Hashem. Even if it's going to cost you, even if it's gamlach ha'cheder lo shal avarinu madu abiyuk achshav lekach mini sara. Now you take my wife. Now, come on to celebrate the Akedah, the 10th death. We finally achieved everything we've been working for all these years. You want to sit down and celebrate that with your wife? No, now you're doing a levai. Even there, go over as Hashem bli tikve sadmul b'kach avos kula. He had no intention of getting anything out of this. He was there to serve Hashem v'zeu, no matter what. Let's tell us the avos. We have to understand what Moshe was thinking. We have to understand what Moshe was thinking. Moshe knew tell us the avos as well. We have to see what we do. Torah's Moshe Mredes of Tanu with Chilos Vatsaita Yisodecha. The Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Tzadik V'Toiv Lo, which is Aspakale Meira, teaches us from the beginning till the end. Mishu Toiv, Yekabal Toiv, Mishu Ra, Yekabal Ra. Moshe Rabbeinu's world is a world of Scha Ho'inch. You do good, you get good. You do bad, you get bad. Tzadik V'Toiv Lo, Rosh V'Ra. The whole Shema Yisrael. That's the whole of Chumash. You do good, you do good. You're messing up, Hashem sends Anishin, you do tshuva, they go away. The whole of Tanakh, the entire Torah of itself, is tzaddik v'toyiv lo. I'm not saying there are no exceptions where you'll see things of other, but Ikaron, that's Torah's motion. Hishamru lachem pen yifte levavchim v'zat evadetem elokim acheri, Elohim acheri v'chorav Hashem bochem, v'lo yemoto, v'adam alo tichanes yivulo. Klemata se toiv, yeh lecha toiv. You want good? Do good. Kol ze ha'avoyda, v'gede shelo lishmo, v'chines avoydes miyira. That's called avoyda lo lishmo, and it's called avoyda miyira. Ach bedoro betaro, tafkideinu lichet of the Torah's avoys. In this low end generation, our job is to live up to Torah's avos. It doesn't mean that we throw out Shulchan Aruch, okay? That's not what we're talking about. We still learn Torah's Moshe. We don't throw Torah's Moshe out the door and become good Christians. It's not what we do. But the Ika avoided today is Torah's avos. The Rashi in Tomim Tiyum Hashem Elokeh. Kanan and Slachin and Iskokim Lamadrega avoided Yosel Yoyna Kulo Lishmo. Not because we're holding there, but because you don't have a choice. B'cho chaysmin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, B'cho chaysmin. You will be the final signature before Mashiach comes. Chatimas kol ha-deres hi ka'en inyona shel Avram. The door before Mashiach comes is going to be a door of Avram Avinu. And we're going to have to learn from Avram Avinu how you live like an Avram Avinu. Because B'cho chaysmin. We're going to sign off with Avram Avinu. Says to Adam Arishon, took Adam Arishon, he was in the garden, and he passed him through all the trees of the garden. He gave him a whole share in botany. Yeah, took him past all the trees. Look how wonderful my deeds are. Now Hashem showing off as well. Look how wonderful my deeds are, she says to Adam Arishon. Ten daitcha shelo tekalkel v'tachliv es oilomi. We've seen that a lot in the Sefer. Ten daitcha, pay attention. He could have just said to him, please don't mess up my garden. I made a beautiful garden. He said, ten daitcha. And there's levels of ten daitcha. Use Loshen Das. Tell you what I think when we finish seeing what he says. But do I etzarich Hashem litchanen befono? What does Hashem have to plead with Adam Arishon? Pleading with him, please don't mess up my God. Do you honestly think that a man could destroy Hashem's world? God has to plead with Adam, please don't destroy my world. What are you worried about, Hashem? If you seem starting to get up to trouble, you'll just take him out. What's the problem? What are you worried about? I don't want to destroy your world. That's what you're worried about. You plead with him, please don't. Hello, Hashem, call Yochel. What's stopping Hashem from stopping Adam from destroying his world? What's the problem? Well, I'm Yasoda in him of Divra Rabbosay. Tachli Sabri Eisen, Ibro Esa Adam, Amanas Shisane, Glenetzach, Netzochim. The rabbis, the Kadmoinim, teach us that the purpose of the Bria was that Adam would be able to be Mis'aneg forever. That's the purpose of the Bria. The reason why we're here is to be able to earn eternal pleasure. Pleasure, untold pleasure. Yoshele shel Ramchal, but the Ramchal says, Noriv la'Adam ele Mis'aneg al Hashem. Adam noriv la'ele Mis'aneg al Hashem. Pashtus, the Ika pleasure that we're talking about is in Olam Haba. There's not enough pleasure in Olam Hazeh to give you what Hashem wants to give you. The Mishnah says you could take all the pleasure of this world that ever was and ever will be, condense it into 1 minute. It's not even the smell of the pleasure of Olam Haba. Kairas Ruach. Kairas Ruach is what? The smell of the chicken soup. You come on Friday afternoon, cold winter, rainy day, and there's chicken soup on the getting ready for Shabbos, and you smell the chicken soup. That's the Kairas Ruach. Doesn't say all the pleasure in Olam Haba, it's the Kairas Ruach of the pleasure Olam Haba. All the pleasure of this world doesn't even have to the smell of the pleasure in the next world. So how can I give you pleasure in this world? It has to be driven into our consciousness. That's why it gets repeated so often. For this tainug to be perfect, it has to come as reward and not as charity. Person is embarrassed to get freebies. But withstanding the nisoinus by doing what he's supposed to do, when he could not do what he's supposed to do, he earns olam haba as an earning, not as a gift. Obviously, if he's earning it, he must have a choice not to earn it. If you're forcing him to earn it, you're back to square one. He hasn't achieved anything. So he has to have Bechira. If he was Muchrach and he didn't choose on his own, so they invite you back to the problem. He's getting it as a present and not as reward. When Hashem gives Bechira to Adam Arishan and Mamela down to us, he now has a choice to destroy the world. Even had the choice to destroy the world, he couldn't get reward for not destroying the world. Hashem lost lokoch nairu letovu lemaitov. Koyach habechir. We underestimate our koyach habechir so much that we left not even knowing that we're alive. All you are is bechir. There's nothing else. That's all you are. Your guf's not you. Your neshama's not you. All you are the choices you make. That's your olam haba. Your olam haba is the choices you make. If you're born with a good memory, that's not you. If you're born with a bad memory, that's also not you. All you are the choices you make. You're not your history either. Everybody has a history. Everybody stands today as the product of everything that's come before. Yes, you can't blame him because he had a deprived childhood. And you can't blame him because he was emotionally scarred. And you can't... Nachinami was emotionally scarred. But now he has Bechira. And he's bigger than his history. Bechira is much bigger than history. And he can make choices about what he wants to do with his life. The life that he has. This life that was underprivileged and scarred and whatever you want to call it. Abused, whatever you want to call that. He has Bechira. He may not be able to get to the same rung on the ladder as somebody who didn't have all those issues. But he wasn't asked to do that. He was asked what he was supposed to do with what he was given. And he was given everything that he is up to now. You're bigger than your history. Don't blame your parents because, well, I can't because my mother and my father and my grandmother and the dog and the maid. You have Bechira. No, we never ever start a sentence of yeah, but.
The choices that you make
are based on the history you have.
Exactly.
Nachon. But you're bigger than that history. I'm not comparing your history to mine. 100%. Your history could have been the best. You could have had mamash. Reb Chaim Kanievsky was your father, and he brought you up, and you started life mamish on the upper rung. And another guy grew up, who knows where, in some gutter in Brazil, and he became a ger, and who knows what he went through, whatever. And he's starting his journey over here. But why compare yourself to him? You're not him. You, in your own world, machavose ba'alamo is in the singular. You're in your own world with your own soul, starting where you started. Do you have Bechira or not?
Yes.
So you're bigger than your history. You're bigger than your history. The history you are, the sum total of everything that's gone before that makes you who you are now, there was Hashem desired. That wasn't your Bechira. Wasn't your Bechira. You didn't choose your mother and your father. And you didn't choose their behavior. And you didn't choose the Rebbe in Haida. And you didn't choose 99% of things that happened to you were given to you by Hashem because that's what he needs to do.
It's like 15 or 16.
One second. No, at 40 and 15, 60 and 99 was Rosh Hashanah age. I'm standing here now in this moment. This is the only moment I have. Am I locked into my history or do I have a Bechira choices to make with everything that I have? I can make a Bechira decision and transcend my history. There were plenty of people who crawled out of the inner city slums of New York and made successful lives for themselves. And there were plenty that second man said, no, he's underprivileged. What do you want from him? Of course, he's going to steal. No, you have Bechira now. Now you have Bechira. When does Hashem want you to serve him? Now. Yeah, but I can't because of my father and my grandmother and the problems and the history. You're bigger than your history. A Bechira, Bechira can change the whole world with Bechira. Not like him, but then who asked you to be like him? Why are you even looking at you? Looking at yourself, you have Bechira. You made mistakes along the way. You have Bechira to do tshuva. So do tshuva. You have Bechira to get help. You have Bechira to find ways of crawling out of this mess that Hashem gave you. Who do you think designed everything that's happened to you up to now? And most of the things you think you had choices and you had Bechira, they weren't Bechira either. You think you had Bechira in a lot of things, but you didn't have Bechira, I promise you. I'll show it, I'll prove it to you. But we have Bechira. And Bechira is humongous. Bechira is untold humongous. There's no other creature in the world that has this Tzelem Elokim of Bechira. No one, no one, no one. And by the way, Bechira is impossible. You must know that. Bechira is impossible. It's not Shaykh. Because Bechira means you can do something against the Rotzen Hashem. Is there anything in this world that's not Rotzen Hashem?
Why does Bechira mean? Why does Bechira mean that it's against Rotzen Hashem?
You can go against the Rotzen Hashem. Otherwise, you don't have a Bechira. Bechira means I can choose to do the Rotzen Hashem. I can choose not to do the Rotzen Hashem.
Hashem.
Correct? That's all Bechira is. Rotzen Hashem, not Rotzen Hashem. How can you do not the Rotzen Hashem? There's nothing other than the Rotzen Hashem. If there's a Boira Olam who created the world, Yesh Ni'ayin, there's nothing in the world that's not Rotzen Hashem. How could you do, but how could you do something to negate the Rotzen and still exist? There's nothing in the Bria that isn't Rotzen Hashem. So you do something that's not Rotzen Hashem and you continue to exist, it's impossible. It's impossible. You see we have Bechira. But know that it's impossible.
For Hashem, that's not impossible. I'm saying Hashem,
I'm talking about Hashem. I'm talking about in our understanding of Bechira. Bechira is a mess. The sea splitting was a mess. No, because Hashem can do whatever he wants. Of course Hashem can do whatever he wants. But we call that mess. You're right, there's no teva at all, everything's ness. But I'm showing you that Bechira is an impossibility in the Marechet of human understanding. Because there's nothing in the world that isn't Rotzen Hashem. Agreed?
Yes.
Bechira means I just stepped out of the Rotzen Hashem. But I'm still, yeah, how's that possible? I'm something that's not the Rotzen Hashem and I still exist. But there's nothing that exists that's not the Rotzen Hashem. You go swirl that around in your really good way. It's kept greater lines than yours and mine awake for a long, long time. That's, by the way, why the Goyim deny Bechira. The Goyim deny Bechira. It's also to have Bechira in the Catholic pantheon of thought. That's why you need a redeemer to come and redeem you, because you can't do it yourself. Our worldview is until we do tshuva, Mashiach's not coming. Their worldview is until Mashiach comes, you can't do tshuva. Yeah? You want to prove that? How do you learn Shat? A redeemer will come to Zion and to those who have returned from sin. How does the King James, whatever, Percival version 33 translate it? And a redeemer will come to Zion and redeem those who have sinned. Because they can't do it themselves, because you don't have Bechira. How they could have sinned without Bechira is a question that they don't seem to want to do. If they don't have Bechira, why are they sinners? They just did what a cow does. Cows don't have Bechira. You can't accuse a cow of sinning. There was a pride of lions about 15, 20 years ago in the Kruger National Park. They decimated. There were six lions, male lions. They got together. Some of them were brothers. I've also heard the whole story. They decimated 40% of the lions in the Kruger National Park. They conquered a territory of 170,000 acres. Yeah, you read about it in the news. Massacre in Africa. They were taken to the Kruger National Park High Court and sentenced to death. No, they just carried on doing what they were doing. I'm sure somebody made a documentary about it somewhere along the line. Why? If that was humans, you would have heard about it, because we understand that animals don't have Bechira. They're not going to get punished for what they did. They were eating their own cubs. It was no one understands what happened there. They were eating each other's cubs. It was normal their life. But anyway, you heard about that? Patricide and genocide and it was a bit of an unusual event, you know. Such a wild lion event. You understand? And also each other, the jungles of all things. They don't have a chira. So if the Christians hold that you don't have a chira, why does a demon then come and take me from sin? I never sinned. I'm just a lion. You know the story of Tetz always tells the story. He had a friend who was in Kiruv, whatever, and he was a young Kiruv rabbi, and he was in an aeroplane. I wish I mentioned this 20 times. Yeah, you heard this? No? Okay. So he's sitting next to this woman on the plane. He sees she ordered a vegetarian meal. So I think it could be that she's Jewish. And he's in Kiruv, so he wants to get dinner. Okay, whatever. So he says to her, excuse me, are you Jewish? So she says, no. He says, so why did you order a vegetarian meal? She says, because I don't eat my cousins. So he kept quiet. The dad said, you know what I would have said? Why not? They do, and I would have taken a bite out of her neck. You know why you don't eat animals? It's because you're human, not because you're an animal. Animals eat animals. Animals are the cruelest, wildest. Animals are not pleasant creatures. You go into the jungles, you'll see. Dogs eat dog. Well, I don't eat animals. Why? Because you're human, idiot. I saw a frightening thing the other day. It was a court decision handed down. I believe it was in America somewhere. New York, that an elephant is not a human. Now, you know, Rav Simcha Wasserman said this. I'll tell you, it's marvel by that. Marvel by that. Rav Simcha saw this. Rav Simcha saw this. Listen carefully. No, listen carefully what that means. You know, we spoke about the star that leads the sailors astray. The morning Shabbos there, that there's a star in the eastern sky, whatever, that leads the sailors astray. Every 70 years. And the Chofetz Chaim said there was communism. And they asked Rav Simcha, when communism ended, what's going to be the new star? He said, it's the inability to see the difference between a Jew and a God. That's the problem we have today, right? We don't understand. Assimilation, that means you don't see the difference between a Jew and a Goy. Someone who sees the difference between a Jew and a Goy could marry a Goy. You see the difference between you and an elephant, you don't marry an elephant. If you're marrying an elephant, it means you don't see the difference. And he said, and by the Goyim, it's going to be the inability to see the difference between a human and an elephant. You have to go to court in America to be told that an elephant's not human. You didn't know that? In Spain, they went even one step further. They didn't paskin like they did in New York. They paskin that a chimpanzee has all the rights of a human being. Somebody puts a chimpanzee in a cage in a zoo, you go to jail for kidnapping. It's as if you put a human in a cage. What's that? But in America, the high court or whatever, New York has to tell you, because you didn't know. Wow, that was a chiddush. I didn't know. I was not in shock. And an elephant's not a human being. Now, elephants are incredibly intelligent creatures. And you see when you have to make a brocha, incredibly intelligent creatures. Unbelievably intelligent. No, the elephants are very unusual creatures. I've watched them many, many hours. They're unbelievable. They're unbelievable creatures. Highly intelligent, sensitive. Caring even, that's the instinct, but because they're good guys. They'd be terribly violent as well. But you need a high court to tell you that they're not human. If you're allowed to keep him in a zoo. There's some people, obviously somebody brought this case to the court. You must think that they were quite shocked by that decision. Elephant's not human, what are you talking about? They're probably gonna appeal. That's America, you don't just accept the judge, you appeal.
People give the money to
correct.